Flossie ate breakfast quietly.
"You've been moody," Dad said as he poured coffee into his mug.
"I'm just tired," Flossie said. "I had a bad dream last night."
"Oh, yeah?" Dad said.
He sat at the table. Steam rose from the cup and twirled in the draft from the open window. It reminded Flossie of the swirling red dust of Rodmark.
"What was it about?"
Dad said.
"Not that old witch you used to have nightmares about, I hope."
Flossie smiled. She had forgotten about that nightmare. She hadn't had it in years. But when she was about Benji's age, it had terrified her. An old woman bent over with age or illness and wearing a dirty hood would reach out a hand to Flossie. When Flossie backed away, the old woman would grab her wrist and shake her and laugh.
"No, it wasn't that," Flossie said.
She scooped up some beans and ate them one by one.
"It was about the dome."
Dad ran a hand through his hair.
"Aw, come on, Flossie," he said. "Is this going to become a thing?"
"No," she replied, but she went on. "I found this vent or something at the dome. It was letting in air from outside."
Dad laughed.
"No, it wasn't," he said. "Why would we want that air in here?"
Flossie shrugged.
"We wouldn't," he finished. "That's just an air circulator. They're all over, along with the anchors. They move the air, help the weather system, change the temperature, that sort of thing."
"Oh," Flossie said, somehow both relieved and disappointed. Dad looked her straight in the eye.
"I've heard about kids getting interested in the dome at your age. They want to know what's outside," he said. "Trust me, it's nothing you want to see firsthand."
"I know,"
Flossie said. But in fact, she did want to see the rest of Rodmark firsthand. Dad took a long swig of his coffee. He sighed as he put down the cup.
"Take it from me, Florence," he said. His voice was softer now. "I've seen what can happen to kids who take too great an interest in that dome."
He said dome as if he hated the thing. It had never occurred to Flossie that anyone could hate it.
"Mum and I both grew up near the dome, just like you and Benji," he said. "We knew almost everything about it, and between us, even stuff most people don't know and should never find out."
"What do you mean?"
Flossie said. Dad took a long moment of quiet. He watched the kitchen doorway. In the other room, Benji was on the carpet pushing a toy lunar rover.
"Do you think I've never seen anyone outside the dome?" Dad said, almost whispering. "Do you think I'm blind?"
Flossie's heart seemed to stop. Her breath caught halfway to her lungs and she coughed.
"Who?"
she started to ask. Dad cut her off.
"Put it out of your mind," he said.
He leaned across the table and took Flossie's hand.
"Just do your work. Focus on what's happening right here, on the farm, in our community and in your school. The world outside isn't for us."
"But why?"
Flossie said.
Dad stopped her with a hiss of air between his teeth. "I don't want you bringing this up again," he said.
His anger bubbled until his face went red and his eyes seemed wet with tears.
"Stay away."
"Dad, why?"
Flossie pleaded.
"If a dome maintenance patrol were to see you so close to the dome,"
Dad trailed off.
"What would happen?"
Flossie asked.
"You're putting yourself and the family in real danger," Dad said.
"How?"
Flossie asked. "Why won't you explain it to me?" Dad leaned back and started to open his mouth as if he might say more. But then he closed it and shook his head.
"I can't," he said. "Just trust me. Stay away."